Well, good morning, everyone here. Thursday was the ninth consecutive lower close in August live cattle. After opening slightly higher, the complex resumed its relentless decline. At 235 and a quarter, August posted the lowest close since March 26th. The contract did trade through the 235 support level during the session, but managed to close back above it. A small technical positive in an otherwise discouraging chart. The market is deeply oversold, but as we've seen many times before, oversold can stay oversold for several weeks. Thursday's cash story is worth understanding in detail because of what it tells us about how this market is working right now. The Packer opened bids at 248, a solid $7 below last week's cash, with August futures at 238. I did not expect those bids to attract sellers, and I was wrong. Hedge cattle started trading first, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas at 248, and that started the ball rolling downhill. Nebraska and Iowa then followed. Once trade developed at 248, the August contract fell from 237.5 to 235.5 in about 20 minutes. As futures dropped, basis traders moved more aggressively. The basis went from $10 to $12 in minutes, then widened further to $13 and $13.50. Only a fool or someone drowning in money would pass up additional $3 per hundredweight in positive basis in less than an hour. The hedged accounts captured it, and they were right to. Through Thursday, the weekly average basis came in at $10.40, but the daily basis for those who traded at the right moment ran from $10 all the way up to $13.50, and that's the opportunity cost of waiting. Thursday's slaughter estimate was 112,000 head versus 109,000 head last week. Week-to-date stands at 430,000 head versus 433,000 head last week, 3,000 head below last week's pace. The full week is tracking towards 530,000 head, likely closer to that than the 540,000 head ceiling of estimates. The cutout reversed its morning direction Thursday. Choice opened down $1.38, but recovered to close just down 39 cents here at 380.81. Select opened up $1.10 and closed up 40 cents at 363.49 compared to last Thursday. Choice is 626 lower. Select is 394 lower. The Monday through Thursday average has Choice down $7.16 at 383.57. And Select down 616 at 364.59. Week-to-date volume is 348 loads against 232 loads last week. Here's a number that stands out. The weekly average spot choice cutout peaked at $76.24 above last year during the week of March 24th. Last week, it was $3.21 below last year. This week's four-day average is $3.19 below last year in a market that has been constantly described as driven by strong consumer beef demand. Those numbers are worth sitting for a moment. Nebraska Fed cattle prices tell a similar story. After peaking $47.29 above last year during the week of February 21st, this week's premium has slipped to just $7.76 over last year. One or two more weeks like this, Nebraska Fed cattle prices be trading below last year's levels, and I mentioned that possibility in an earlier segment here, but it's no longer hypothetical. Steer carcass weights for the week of June 27th declined 7 pounds to 961 pounds. Seasonal low for the year, posted 2 weeks later than last year, but in line with 2024. At 961 pounds, we're still 28 pounds above last year and 50 pounds above 2024. Worth noting, this year's seasonal low is 1 pound heavier than the peak carcass weight in the fall of 2024. Weights are bottoming now and will trend higher through the rest of summer into fall. On the cow side, beef cow slaughter for the week of June 26 was 1,808 head below last year, the smallest year-over-year decline since March 2025. Milk cow slaughter increased sharply to 49,151 head. The total cow slaughter that week was 90,176, the first year-over-year weekly increase in total cow slaughter since June 2023. Dairy cow slaughter is expected to continue rising through the balance of 2026 and possibly into 2027. Beef cow slaughter appears to have posted its lows for the year in the first half. Don't look for it to go lower in 2027. Bottom line, 9 straight lower closes, lowest close since March 26, and cash that broke sharply lower Thursday as hedged accounts took advantage of the widening basis. The cutout is now below last year. Fed cattle prices in Nebraska are within a week or two of going negative year over year. Carcass weights are bottoming and will trend higher. The structural pressure of this market isn't going away. Plan accordingly. I'm going to take a look at this feeder market here. These buyers seem to be overwhelmed by the bears who are looking for this market to move lower here in the near future, and I'm going to use this 356 area as a pivot here on Friday. And on the live cattle side of things here for Friday, I want to key off this 235 area. This 234.30 area is a decent stall spot here on Thursday, and unfortunately, I don't think many people took advantage of it. I think a lot of people are just kind of sitting back and waiting for somebody else to buy it for them futures, including myself to an extent. That, folks, that's your cattle market update for Friday, July 10th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk to markets in general, give me a call at 308-708-7340. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.